Feels Like a Good Thing. That's the Michael Schenker Group from their first release back in 1980. That was just called the Michael Schenker Group. And this past Friday, all the remastered Michael Schenker Group CDs got re-released. They've been out of print for a while. So if you want some bonus tracks and a re-release of that album, if you've got an early CD copy that the sound is a little meh, not so great. The re-released, remastered versions are back out there. You are listening to episode 36 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. Thanks for coming by today and checking out another episode. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we're going to keep the rock rolling now with a band out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin called Realm. And this is their take on Eleanor Rigby. Realm from their 1988 release, Endless War, with their take on Eleanor Rigby. That one's from my buddy Paul. We're going to keep the rock rolling now with something brand new. There's a band out of England, Young Guys, that have been around since 2014. They put out a couple of EPs, and they now have just put out their first full-length recording. The band is called Bigfoot, as is the title of their debut album, and this is a tune called Karma.
Just like a debt, you must be paid. Go ahead and make my day.
Karma from Bigfoot off their debut album, also entitled Bigfoot. Check them out. They're from the north side of England and a great band indeed. And hearing the band Bigfoot made me think of the Chickenfoot song called Bigfoot. So I'm going to play that one next. This is Bigfoot from Chickenfoot off their 2011 release, Chickenfoot 3. Got my Bigfoot on the gas. That's Chickenfoot with Bigfoot after playing the band Bigfoot. A lot of foot there, isn't there? All right, we're going to keep the rock rolling now with more of the music that radio ignores. Although this next song, once upon a time, I did hear it on the radio a few times. And that's from some Chicago rockers. The band was called The Bees. And The Bees consisted of some guys from a band called The Boys, along with a singer named Tommy Holland and a drummer named Steve Riley, who after the Bees went on to become the drummer in LA Guns. And I've got some brand new LA Guns coming up a little bit later as well. But Mike Tafoya, one of the guitar players from the Bees, and Tommy Holland, the singer from the Bees, they are back together with a new band called Pop Skull. And Pop Skull is going to make their debut performance October 21st at a place called Zenda Tap in Zenda, Wisconsin, which is right near Lake Geneva. So if you're local, you might want to go check out the reunited Mike Tafoya and Tommy Holland and their band Pop Skull. But going back to an album they put out back in 1982 that was just called The Bees, this is a tune called I Love the Way. I Love the Way. That's The Bees from their 1982 album just called The Bees. And as I mentioned earlier, if you're in the Chicagoland area, Mike Tafoya and Tommy Holland from that band have a new band called Pop Skull. And next Saturday, October 21st, about 8 o'clock in the evening, Zenda Tap in Zenda, Wisconsin, which is just south of Lake Geneva, they will be making their debut performance as Pop Skull. All right, more of the rock that radio ignores coming up right now, brand new from Alice Cooper. He's got a new record out called Paranormal, and this is a tune called Dynamite Road.
Detroit soul and plenty of blood to spill. My life is cruising with my bandman in my tricked out Cadillac. We're always looking death right in the eye and never ever looking back. See, the night is full of nitro and we just might explode, 'cause we're running like the devil up on Dynamite Road. Though the moon is making trouble, man, and the road is dark and long. Hell, we're all seeing double and we know nothing could go wrong. Girls in a pickup full of goons, all fueled with hearts of perfidy, alcohol and Skinner tunes. My car is breathing hot and heavy, man, with a vicious evil growl. It's enough to wake the devil, man. It's enough to make him howl. See, the night was full of nitro and we thought we would explode. When that limo hit 100 and he ran us off the road, I woke up choking at the smell of burning air and gasoline. Twisted chrome, melted glass and broken bodies. The
down Dynamite Road with Alice Cooper. All right, next up, we've got something brand new from LA Guns. They just put out a new album called The Missing Piece. And I mentioned when I played the Bees song that Steve Riley had been in the Bees and then was in LA Guns. He's no longer in LA Guns. They've got a different drummer on this new album, but this album does bring back Tracy Guns to the band. So Tracy Guns and Phil Lewis are both on this record, and this is the title track.
Younger days, what a
The Missing Piece. Yeah, that's L.A. Guns. Brand new Tracy Guns back in the band on guitar. I'm Ralph Rasmussen. This is the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we play music that radio pretty much ignores. And we're going to continue playing music that radio ignores right now with a song that when I was on the radio, I used to play quite often. This is from Chicago rockers Tattoo, going back to their 1988 release Blood Red. This is Nobody Gets Out Alive. Nobody Gets Out Alive. That is Chicago rockers Tattoo. And we're going to keep the rock rolling right now with something brand new from Ronnie Montrose. If you've been listening the last couple of weeks, you know he's got a new record out and his final record called 10 by 10 with 10 different singers and 10 different guitar players doing a guitar solo. All the other guitars are Ronnie's, but the guitar solo part is a guest guitarist. And I'm really proud of Ricky Phillips from Styx for making sure that this project got completed. So kudos to him. So from 10 by 10, the last album from Ronnie Montrose, this one's called Still Singing with the Band. And this time around, you've got Glenn Hughes on lead vocals and Phil Collins from Def Leppard on lead guitar.
It's the free ride.
Singing with the band. That's Ronnie Montrose, Glenn Hughes on lead vocal, Phil Collin on lead guitar. And I love the way the lyrics kind of go through Ronnie's career, going all the way back to when he was with the Edgar Winter Group. So that's from Ronnie's final album, 10x10. If you haven't picked it up yet, go buy a copy. It's really good. And of course, we'll keep featuring tracks from it in the coming weeks here on the Radio Bypass Podcast. But for today, we've only got time for one more song, so we have to wrap things up. Thank you for coming by today and checking out another episode of this podcast. And if you're liking it, please share it. Get your friends to listen. We can always use more listeners to the Radio Bypass Podcast. And as always, if you want to contact me about anything about the podcast, you can reach me at ralph@radiobypass.com. Thank you to all my listeners, and we're going to get out of here with a song from Tom Kiefer. Last night, he fell ill and had to cancel a performance in Pennsylvania. It sounds like he was just dehydrated and some heat exhaustion, but hopefully he'll get back on his feet soon. But he's still out supporting his solo record that he put out in 2013 originally, and then this year he put out like a deluxe version of it. The album was called The Way Life Goes. And I'm going to leave you with one that's appropriate in the song title anyway for what happened to Tom last night and him having to cancel his show. I'll talk to you next week. This is Tom Kiefer with Ain't That a Bitch. ¶¶